following program is intended for mature audiences.
It's Sunday night. It's 9:01. You are listening to WRIR 97.3 FM, Richmond Independent Radio, the City of Richmond's official emergency broadcast outlet. I am P. Swan, and I am here on Sunday nights from 9 to 11 with Can't Stop the Music. And as always, I am just thrilled and happy and excited to be here. Here today, May 24th, Bob Dylan's his 68th birthday. And we're going to start this show, as we always do, with some covers. And since it is Bob Dylan's birthday, it seemed only fitting, since he is really a key component of the Great American Songbook as it exists today, to do a set of Bob Dylan covers. If you have something nice to say, you can give me a call at the studio at 804-649-9737. You can also check the post. I'll have it up shortly. And I am so delighted to roll on out the Alan Lorber Orchestra with a Dylan Overture.
like you never done before. And it ain't no use in calling out my name, God. I can't hear anymore. I was thinking and wondering, walking down that road. I once loved the old man, child I'm so.
Mr. Tambourine Man.
Place I'm going to. In the jingle, jangle morning, I'll come following you. Take me on a trip on your magic swirling ship. My senses have been stripped. My hands can't feel the grip. My toes too numb to step. Wait only for my boot heels to be wandering. I'm ready to go anywhere. I'm ready for the fade into my own parade. Cast your dancing spell my way. I promise to go under it. I'm not sleepy and there is no place I'm going to. Good morning. I'll come following you.
Well, I know that Bob Dylan's a genius, and I did not come here to complain. It's easy to see the problem is me. His talent's too big for my brain. It's completely unfair, 'cause I so want to be a Bob Dylan kind of guy. I hear the man sing, and I don't get a thing. No matter how hard I may try, Yeah, she breaks just like a woman, so get juiced in it. Let's spend some time in Mozambique, you and I. When God says to Abe, no, no, it ain't me, babe. We all know it takes a train to cry. Intellectuals and freaks all discover so much to devour in each song. Wish I had the gene to make me part of that scene. 10 million, zillion, grillion, jillion fans can't be wrong. But I need someone patient to help me comprehend his power, his glory. Now lay, lady, lay, I could listen to all day, 'cause that one's pretty self-explanatory. And there's a 13th century poet in your back pages, and he'll stone you with his wandering boot heel. So to Maggie's farm you'll go with Quinn the Eskimo on this jingle jangle morning. How does it feel? I'm inspired by the people that he inspires. You're Greg Wall, you're Tommy Anello, you're Bruce. And the best one I've heard is Loudon Wainwright III. But when I turn to Bob, it's no use. So listen, all you mathematicians and carpenters' wives, let us not talk falsely now of my crime. When you're caught in the rain of Mr. Jones's hurricane, you know I just kind of wasted your precious time. Yeah, you know I just wasted your time.
Okay, we got through that. That was Phil Ward with Bob Dylan's A Genius. It was our ending up a otherwise Bob Dylan birthday dream cover set. We started out with the Alan Lorber Orchestra with Dylan Overture, kind of abruptly shifting through hit after hit. Charlotte Gainsborough and Calexico from the movie I'm Not There, Just Like a Woman. Gatsby's American Dream with Don't Think Twice. And, of course, how could any tribute be complete without William Shatner's earnest rendition of Mr. Tambourine Man? I am P. Swan. You are listening to Can't Stop the Music here at WRAR. It's 9:19. I want to tell you that WRAR welcomes Underwriter Cork Gallery, offering a carefully selected collection of artist-made jewelry, practical and clever gifts, and fine crafts. In the shop and in their gallery, Cork features local and national artists recognized for uninhibited use of materials, delightfully mixing tradition and experimentation. Open Monday through Friday, 10 a.m. to 5 p.m., and Saturday, 11 a.m. to 5 p.m., 311 West Broad Street, 804-644-5450, corkgallery.com. Well, this is Memorial Day weekend, and it started getting hot and humid and mosquitoes and poison ivy, and we had the grill fired up yesterday, and we'll probably fire it up again tomorrow. Kind of trying to make sure we've got all those treats. Got my sandals out and my sun hat and my sunscreen, and kind of working my way through all the features that are summer. And along those lines, I thought I would pull up. You know, some people are going to start working 4 days a week. They get their Friday summer schedule going. And, you know, in honor of all that, I thought, well, got those sandals. Time to get out the summertime music. So we're going to start with Shooting the Pump.
Yo, Mom, can I use a monkey wrench? No, I'm not going to shoot the pump. I just want to work on my bicycle for a little bit. Thanks a lot. I'll bring it right back, really. Yo, Lou, I got the wrench, man. You can? All right, man. If you see Lonnie, tell him we're down at the pump, all right? Yo, this is Sydney Lon. Yo, Sid, you got money for an icy? Yo, check it out. First you get yourself a can, then you empty it out. You expose both ends, then you twist and shout. monkey with a monkey wrench. Because you feel a little funky, got a thirst to quench. Then you turn up the pressure, then you turn up the funk. You put the spray in the can, that's how you shoot the pump. Look fine with a t-shirt wet too, don't she? Yo, get that dude in the bicycle, man. Ha ha, you got him, girl. Yo, man.
Yo, you get me wet. I'll bust your face, little boy.
Yo, oh, this, I didn't know it was you. Yo, get like open windows. Yo, check it out. First you get yourself a can, then you empty it out. You fold both ends and you twist and shout. Oh, you do know how to twist and shout, don't you, baby? Then you make like a monkey with a monkey wrench. Because you feel a little funky, got a thirst to quench. It's like mellow yellow. And make you wanna chugga chugga juggler. Then you turn up the pressure, then you turn up the funk. You put the spray in the can, that's how you shoot the pump. Go on and shoot it, Tomas. Get away from me.
Come on. This is Daniel Johnston, and you are listening to Can't Stop the Music on WRIR 97.3 FM.
Sweltering here to the sounds of summer, Yeah, we heard the Bronx River Parkway with Agua Cansal Biorritmo with Lissandra from their new Bionico recent record. Joey Pastrano and his orchestra with Let's Ball, and we started out with J. Walter Negro and the Loose Joints with Shoot the Pump. It is Can't Stop the Music, the overlooked and underappreciated, and we are sweltering and schwitzing here in the studios to bring you quality radio. We're going to continue thinking about all the pleasures of summer with John Lurie, and from his this is some audio from that really short-lived and quite odd fishing show he had, where he would bring people like Tom Waits out too early in the morning into a boat, get them seasick, and talk about fishing. Fishing with John.
Life is so beautiful. For some, more than others. Every breath, every day of our lives, fishing.
Fishing with John. Fishing with John. Fishing with John. Out on the water, fishing with John.
Martin Mull. Till tomorrow, yeah. What you can do today. Don't leave things half finished. That's all we've done on that. Oh, thank you. I guess we should finish it. It sounds pretty good. You like it. That's great. I would definitely finish it if I had free time right now.
A key to good health is eating healthy foods. So, dash to the produce aisle for fruits and vegetables. Dash to the dairy case for fat-free or low-fat milk products. Dash to the foods that are lower in saturated fat, trans fat, cholesterol, sodium, and added sugars. Dash to foods that help fight high blood pressure. For more information, visit www.dashplan.org. This message brought to you by the National Institutes of Health and the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services.
Pretty picture from the fall, British people in hot weather. Before that, from my recently growing collection of ringtones, I'm So Hot. I don't have that one on my phone yet either. Before that, Rod McEwen, Here's to the Girls of Summer, Sam Chalpin with Daydream, Martin Mull with a little excerpt there, Don't Put Off to Tomorrow, Cracker with Turn In, Turn On, Drop Out with Me from their new record, Sunrise in the Land of Milk and Honey, and they will be here during Can't Stop the Music next week, and I will forgive you if you go to hear them instead of listening to me, because you can always get me on my podcast, which will go up to on Radio for All in just a day or two. So technical deities willing. And we started out with John Lurie with selections from his TV show, Fishing with John. It is 9:56. You are listening to Can't Stop the Music here at WRAR LP 97.3 FM, Richmond Independent Radio, the City of Richmond's official emergency broadcast outlet. I am P. Swan, and I will be here until 11 o'clock. A big shout-out to DJ Carlito for doing such an excellent show, covering all kinds of continents and styles in the show before me. And Mixtape will be coming up after. That's the lineup and what you've got to look forward to. You can find my playlist. I do have that up in a little perky graphic. And we're going to reach into the grab bag now, play a variety of things, a little tribute to some punk and some new wave and whatever you want to call it, mostly musicians who are without stumbling through one genre or another or reinventing who they are. We're going to start out with a recent record, Art Brut, with The Replacements.
Bands are just putting it on. Why can't they be the same as their songs? I can't help it, I'm so naive. Another record with my heart on the sleeve. Izzy is cool as he writes them, not always, and I hold that against him. I've only just discovered The Replacements. How have I only just found out about The Replacements? Some of them are nearly as old as my parents. How have I only just discovered The Replacements? Sure, I've been let down so many times before. This time I really want to believe that the record with my heart on the sleeve. I hope I've finally found a band that's not gonna let me down. Discovered The Replacements. How have I only just found out about The Replacements?
of man. I work my way backwards using cynicism. The time monitor, the space measurer.
MC Lars is more punk than you.
Sometimes I take poetic license with you, and you are offended. Now, this is just with semantics. Dirty words. Believe me, I am not profound. This is something that I assume someone must have laid on me, because I do not have an original thought. I am screwed. I speak English. That's it. I was not born in a vacuum. Every thought I have belongs to somebody else. That I must have just taken ding, ding, ding somewhere. So I'm not placating you by making the following statement. I want to help you if you have a dirty word problem. There are none. And I'll spell it out logically to you. Here is a toilet. Specifically, that's what we're concerned with, specifics. If I can tell you a dirty toilet joke, we must have a dirty toilet. That's what we're talking about, a toilet. If we take this toilet and boil it, and it is clean, clean, I can never tell you specifically a dirty toilet joke about this toilet. I can tell you a dirty toilet in the Milner Hotel or something like that, but this toilet is a clean toilet now. Obscenity is a human manifestation. This toilet has no central nervous system, no level of consciousness. It is not aware. It is a dumb toilet. It cannot be obscene. It's impossible. If it could be obscene, it could be cranky. It could be a communist toilet, a traitorous toilet. It can do none of these things. This is a dopey toilet, Jim. So nobody can ever offend you by telling you a dirty toilet story. They can offend you from the area that is trite. You have heard it many, many times. Now, all of us have had a bad early toilet training. That's why we are hung up with it. All of us, at the same time, got two zingers, one for the police department and one for the toilet. All right, he made a cock. I call a policeman. All right. Okay, are you going to do that anymore? Okay, I tell a policeman he doesn't have to come up now. All right, we all got the policeman, 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 and we had a few psychotic parents who took it and rubbed it in our face. And those people, for the most, if you search it out, are censors. Oh, true, they hate toilets with a passion, man. You realize if you got that ranked around with a toilet, you'll hate it and anyone who refers to it. It is dirty and uncomfortable to you.
Thank you.
placebo motto, inexplicably called We Love Our Lawyers, Lenny Bruce with Dirty Toilet, from actually a commercial LP, one of his early ones. MC Lars' topic is not punk rock. The Minutemen, The Glory of Man, The Replacements, I Hate Music, and Art Brut's tribute to The Replacements, and talking about how great they are, even though they are old enough to be their parents. I want to recommend on the Minutemen topic, I just watched the documentary called We Jam Akana, which is about the Minutemen, and it is so worth watching. Whether you are a fan of do-it-yourself punk or you are a person who is interested in the creative process, just the narrative and the story and the unfolding of how it got to be, just what it means to be three men finding, going from being boys to men and making something that they considered important, really a worthwhile watch. WRIR thanks founding underwriter Exile, an independent, locally owned business serving Richmond's creative community for over 22 years. Exile turns the trash culture of yesterday into the class culture of tomorrow by featuring unique gifts, clothes, jewelry, accessories, and housewares, both old and new, Manic Panic and Special Effects Hair Color. Exile is located at 935 West Gray Street. More information is available at 804-358-3348. You are listening to Can't Stop the Music. I am P. Swan. I am here until 11 o'clock. I'm here on Sunday nights with the overlooked and the underappreciated. Sometimes the stuff that just isn't that good, and sometimes you just can't believe you actually get to hear it. Well, that fanfare lets you know once again it is time for Outsider Royalty. We thought we'd go back to basics this week and have a selection from the Christopher recordings. These have been posted on Dinosaur Garden, and that was the inaugural post. And that is a really brilliant found sound and a kind of collectible oddity post. And the Christopher recordings is a set of sex education, how to tell your kids about the mysteries of life, and in this particular case, the mysteries of spirit, because it is sex education for the Christian family. There are enacted sets, scripts, so that you, the parent, can take notes and hopefully have a similar positive experience to the families featured in the Christopher recording. So we're going to start with the first one off the record. Only one. There are three others. How Babies Are Made. And I do hope you enjoy it. And I hope you learn something. I'm always learning.
This is the first of a series of four recordings on a problem that bothers so many parents today. What should I teach my child about sex? And particularly, how should I go about it? It's intended for use by parents' organizations and PTA groups, not for children. It's not designed to be followed word for word, but to serve as a basis for discussion. As an illustration of how the beautiful story of creation can be told to children in a frank but perfectly natural way that combines both spiritual and biological elements. Only you, the parent, can decide how and when to give these instructions to your child. But these little scenes, by suggesting a phrase or a situation, may make your talk easier. In this first recording, a little boy who might be 4 or 6 has just discovered that the neighbor's dog has given birth to a litter of puppies. Out of this natural situation arises the first question usual in all sex instruction. Where do babies come from? The father, who might be you, answers him truthfully, seriously, but in a natural, informal way. Notice two things. First, the father introduces the name of God and the divine plan of reproduction very early. And this identification of God with creation carries naturally through the dialogue. Second, although the father answers the boy's further question, how does a baby get out of its mother's body, yet he gives a minimum of feminine anatomy at this stage and avoids arousing empty curiosity. In real life, this instruction might extend over two or three talks. The child's curiosity should govern, though we should be careful not to give him more than he can handle at first.
Oh, that good. Oh, that good. How I hate to draw this by your...
What? Oh. Golly, if I don't get a lame back out of it.
Shirley. Hey, Shirley.
Did you call me, Jim?
Yeah, I just had a bright idea. Any chance you're supposed to buy us a power saw by stretching the budget?
What budget?
Why, now look here.
Oh, Jim Custer, you're not a very convincing martyr. If you'd only get out and do some exercise once in a while, you wouldn't mind sawing that little pile of wood.
What do you mean, exercise? I love to saw wood.
I love to saw wood. I love to saw wood. Might as well be in a chain gang.
Guess what?
Hi, Billy. Where's the fire?
Oh, Daddy, old Bess just had a litter of puppies. They're in that tool shed back at Dickie Lord's place next door. Six of them. Oh, golly, they're so tiny I can hold one in my hand. They can't even open their eyes yet. Oh, come on, Dad. Well, you just gotta see them.
Well, I guess this calls for a little inspection trip. Shirley, I'm going to investigate a new family next door.
Well, have fun. I'm sure that saw will work better when you get back.
Billy, your mother's a wonderful woman. Sometimes I think she just doesn't understand us, man.
Here we are, Dad. Just on the other side of the hedge in the shed.
Uh-huh.
Oh, golly, look at them, Dad. Aren't they cute?
My gosh. Well, that's quite a family, Bess, old girl. You did all right for yourself.
Hey, Dad, how did the puppies get there? I mean, well, before there weren't any, and well, all of a sudden, here they are.
Oh, God made them, Sonny, just like he made everything.
Yeah, well, I know that, but well, how did they get here?
Well, let's see. Well, it was like this. Everything that's alive grows from a tiny seed, you see? You know, the little tomato seeds you and Nancy planted in your garden, how they grew into nice red tomatoes?
Yeah.
Well, it's the same way with puppies. God planted the little seeds inside old Bess's tummy, and they grow into puppies.
You mean the puppies come from inside, Bess?
That's right. Remember how fat she was getting? Well, that's because she was carrying the puppies inside her.
Oh, golly. But, Dad, how did the puppies get out?
Easy. Remember how I told you a hen lays an egg?
Yeah.
Well, it's the same way with puppies. Bess has a tiny opening in her body, and it stretches open so the puppies can come through. And then it closes up again, you see?
Oh, gee willikers.
Well, Bess, take good care of your babies. We've got to be getting back.
Daddy.
Hmm? What, Sonny?
Daddy, do real babies... I mean...
You mean, do real babies grow inside their mothers, too? Is that what you mean?
Yeah. Do they, Dad?
Well, sure. But, well, real babies are different than puppies. You see, when God makes a dog or a pussycat, after a while, it dies. And then we bury it in the ground and... there's no more dog or pussycat. But babies are different.
Well, how come, Dad? How are they different?
When God makes a baby, Billy, it's the most wonderful thing in the world. And here's the way he does it. First, he takes a tiny seed from inside the daddy. Then he plants the seed inside the mother. And then he breathes into it something that we call a soul.
Soul? What's that? I never saw one, did I?
No, son. We can't see the soul. But it's the most wonderful part of the new baby. Because when the baby grows up to be an old man and he dies, they bury his body in the ground. But his soul goes to heaven and lives with God forever.
Forever and ever?
That's right.
But, Dad, how do real babies get out of their mothers?
Well, that little egg that I told you about... God breathes a soul into it, and then it starts to grow. It grows for 9 whole months inside the mother, right under her heart. And then, when it's ready to come out, the mother goes to the hospital so the doctor can help her, and the baby slips out through the tiny opening in her body.
You mean Mommy has a hole in her body?
Sure. Well, we all have different openings in our bodies for different things. You have holes in your nose to breathe through and a mouth to stuff cookies into.
Yeah, that's right.
Well, mothers have a little opening between their legs. When the baby comes through, it stretches wide, and then it closes up again, you see?
Gee, wait till I tell Nancy.
Well, I think we'd better keep this a secret just between the two of us for a while.
Does Mommy know?
Yes, I think Mommy knows. But Nancy's only a baby yet, and she wouldn't understand. Later on, when she's as old as you, we'll tell her, too.
Hey, there's Mommy now. I'm going to tell her about the puppies.
All right. Does Mommy know? Wait till I tell Shirley that. Hey, Shirley.
Yes, Jim?
Yeah, dang, if this thing doesn't work better at that. Goes to show I don't know my own strength.
Well, that answers a lot of questions. That the Christopher recording, one of the Christopher recordings here on Outsider Royalty this week. I went ahead and added to the post the site, the posting on Chris on the Dinosaur Gardens, where you can see some commentary and the album cover and download for your own family use. All four of the tracks from the Christopher recordings. It is 10:27. You are listening to Can't Stop the Music. I am P. Swan. And I must say, my understanding of how babies are made is a lot closer to Isaac Hayes than to puppies.
The love of love is in your eyes, the look your heart can't disguise. The
tonight we're gonna make love. You know how I know? Because it's Wednesday. And Wednesday night is the night that we usually make love. Monday night is my night to cook. Tuesday night we go and visit your mother. But Wednesday we make sweet weekly love. It's when everything is just right. There's nothing good on TV. You haven't had your after work, social, sports team practice, so you're not too tired. Oh, it's all on. You lean in and whisper something sexy in my ear like,
I might go to bed now, I've got work in the morning.
I know what you're trying to say, girl. You're trying to say, oh yeah, it's business time. It's business time.
It's business. It's business time.
I know what you're trying to say. You're trying to say it's time for business. It's business time.
Ooh, it's business. It's business time.
Oh, 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 yeah.
Then went in the bathroom, brushing our teeth. That's all part of the foreplay. I love foreplay.
A shaker, shaker, a shaker, shaker, a shaker, shaker. Ow, ow, ow.
Then you sort out the recycling. That isn't part of the foreplay process, but it is still very important. Next thing you know, we're in the bedroom. You're wearing that baggy old ugly t-shirt you got from your work several years ago. You know the one, baby, with the curly stain. I remove my clothes very, very clumsily, tripping sensuously over my pants. Now I'm naked, except for my socks, and you know when I'm down to just my socks, what time it is. When it's with me, girl, you only need 2 minutes, because I'm so intense. You whisper something sexy like,
is that it?
I know what you're trying to say, girl. You're trying to say, oh yeah, that's it. Then you tell me you want some more. Well, I'm not surprised, but I'm quite sleepy.
It's business. It's business time.
Business hours are over, baby.
It's business. It's business time.
Turn off the lights. Come to
special treat. You're so sweet. Turn off the lights. Let's get cozy. See, you're the only one in the world that I need. I wanna love you. I wanna love you all over. Yes. Over and over and over and over and over again. Whisper sweet words of love in the air. Show you how much I missed you. Missed you, my dear. Turn them off and come to me. You see, tonight I'm in a sexy mood. Mood, baby. You light a candle. Girl, it's something I wanna do to you, baby. Yes, I do. Would you mind if I asked you to? Would you rub me down? Would you rub me down? It's a burning hot oil, baby. Let's get cozy. Girl, I want to give you a special treat. You're so sweet. Turn them off. Come closer. Girl, you're the only one in this whole wide world that I ever need. Turn them off. Get what you want anytime you want it. I'm lying here just waiting, my dear. Come get what you need and give me what I need.
Tell me what you want to do. Tell me what you want to do,
babe. Yeah.
Tell me what you want.
Anything that you want.
What you want to do, babe.
Anything that you need.
Tell me what you want.
I got it.
Tell me what you want.
Oh, that's more like it. The romance. This dark lights, the dark rooms. Teddy Pendergrass with Turn Off the Lights. Before that, Fly the Conchords with Business Time. And I must give a big shout out to my friend Dan for making sure that that passed through my consciousness, and I'm still laughing. And started out with Isaac Hayes, The Look of Love. It is 10:40, and the beautiful and lovely Mary Claire is here and getting ready for mixtape. And but she's not ready to go on yet, because I still have 20 minutes of Can't Stop the Music, and I'm going to jam in as much as I can. We're going to kind of, while we're feeling warm, go think about summer and how many lovely aspects there are to summer, and to make sure none of them pass you by, and that you're able to enjoy your friends and the weather and all the things that are beautiful for summer. So carpe diem while fishing for carp. We're going to start with Lan Wainwright III singing the McGarrigle Sisters song, The Swimming.
My feet, and I move my arms around, move my arms.
the breaststroke and the butterfly and the old Australian crow, the old Australian crow. This summer I swam in a public place in a reservoir to boot. At the latter I was informal, at the former I wore my suit.
I wish I were a cat, so I'd have 9 lives. But that's not fair. You have to make room for other people. If we thought we'd live forever, I don't think we'd get as much done. No, we'd be bored. You'd run out of things to do and new challenges and so forth. I find that my goals are short. I go to bed at night and I say to myself, now tomorrow, what's on the agenda? And I have to complete tomorrow all the things I have planned the night before. If I do that, it's instant gratification. I've done it for the day, and it's wonderful. No long-range things when you get to be my age. But to sit in the bleachers and watch the show is a lot of fun, too. It's a lot of fun. I watch my kids and my friends' kids. It's good.
Sweet unknown. In this world,
Sherry Knight with Black Eyed Susie, the rock song about gardening. Before that, The Knitters with Give Me Flowers While I'm Living, Heartless Bastards with Could Be So Happy, David Greenberger and Three Leg Torso, all right in the bleachers, putting to music statements from his duplex planet residence. John Doe with A Little More Time, and Loudon Wainwright the Third with The Swimming Song. I want to say that you should relax and enjoy the soft breeze of warm summer nights. Connect with nature in your own backyard or at a favorite camping spot. Start a family tradition. Have a staycation during National Wildlife Federation's Great American Backyard Campout, June 27th. Get campout tips and family fun ideas at backyardcampout.org. It's 10:59. I am P. Swan. I've been here for 2 hours with Can't Stop the Music. I always loved being here, and I'll be back next week. And I'm going to leave you in the capable hands of Mary Claire for mixtape, but I'm going to leave you with a little more Boogaloo, George Guzman's Banana Freakout. Have a great kickoff to real summer. Thank you.